I'm going to talk about a last in here in Vestos. Now, there's some days that you don't have to be choshish for a Vestos. Some days where it's clear that the period's not going to come. So one time period that makes sense, that you shouldn't be choshish for the Vestos, is Yimei Ziva. Meaning when a woman's got her period and she's had the nidah stays of 7 days, and afterwards there's the ziva stays of 11 days. But until day 19 of her cycle, she's not going to see blood. Because the Torah always talks about it as this nidah, then there's the days of zivas where it's unusual to see blood. And then after that, she's no longer in Yimei Zivas anymore. She goes back to being in Yimei Nida. So l'chayr, what the Torah is telling us is that the way a woman's body works is some women have longer periods, some have shorter periods, but you're not going to have a period, you're not going to have a cycle less than 19 days. In Yimei Zivas, she's not going to get her period again. You can't get it so fast one time after the other. So that's something that should be pretty pashut. So it would be pashut, except that Rav Papas is not that way. Rav Papa, in Nida Samach Gimel, so he says that your choshesh for Vesa She'eno Kivua, even though it doesn't have a din of a Veses, but your choshesh for it, and he says, even in the days of Zivos. And the way Rashi explains that is even if this has been a very short cycle, she's still be mezivus, and even if that only happened once, she's going to be choshesh that this will repeat itself. And this is found in the Shach, in Kuf Pei Tes Sif Yud Gimel. So the Rama is telling all of his chashashos, if she sees Aleph, and then she sees Dei Chaf, what's going to be, what happens if she sees the next day Aleph. So the Shach adds in that in addition to the Chashash Rama figures out here, but she also has to be Choshesh for Yud Beis L'Chodesh. Because since she saw Aleph the last Chodesh, then she saw Chaf, then she saw Aleph of the next month. So when she saw Chaf and then she saw afterwards an Aleph, that's a flug of 12 days, and therefore she has to be Choshesh for another flug of 12 days. So Shach says it. Not so clear that anyone's arguing on it, and therefore there are Svarim that actually bring this. What's interesting is that no one's ever heard of such a thing. Just to explain what we're talking about here. But imagine a woman is a regular woman, she gets her period, and then Batok Shiv Nakim, the last day of Shiv Nakim, she gets a bad Badika. She has a bad Badika, so she knows she has to start counting Shiv Nakim again. The Shach says, no, there's something else she has to know. She has to know that, oh, I saw, let's say it was day 13 of her cycle, the last day of Shiv Nakim, and now she has to make a cheshbon. 13 days after the day she saw, where hopefully she's going to be Tahora, but she's going to have to be choshesh for a Vesis on that day. A Vesis Sheino Kavua of 13 days. So it's interesting that, I don't think anyone's heard of it. You know, you might find some of the more like rigorous Lamdusha Svarim bring this, but it's whoever heard of such a thing. I saw in the Tshuvos Beis Shlomo, Rav Shlomo Drimmer. So he makes a point. He just says he hasn't seen anyone being knowing this. He says seems to be this is what the Shach says, but it doesn't seem people are knowing this. So is there a reason to say that we shouldn't be knowing this? Now, the reason why probably no one's knowing this is because it doesn't make any sense. Who ever heard of a woman getting her period every 13 days? There's no such thing. So the emphasis is there's some points to reason to be makel here. The first point is not everyone holds that we pass in like Rav Papa. Okay, so that's one point of kula here. The Ramban and the Rashba says they don't think halacha is like Rav Papa. But there's really a much bigger reason to be makel. And it's mentioned in the No Dib Yehuda in Simen Sadi Gimel. So he just makes a point. He says, if you look around, it's true, Rashi says this. Rashi Taka says, that Rav Papa says, your choshesh even be made ziva, and that means even a really short haflaga. However, most of the Rishonim don't seem to say that. The Ramban most clearly speaks this out, and he says, what do you mean of Vestas Bimei Zivas? How does it come at Bimei Zivas? So not, he says, no, it's not talking about a woman is seeing this supernatural kind of super fast periods, getting her period every 15 days. It's not what it's talking about. It's talking about something else completely. It's talking about the din that if a woman sees every 30 days, so that's a normal thing, and she has a vestis like that, and then the next month, instead of seeing on day 30, she sees on day 20. Fine, so she'll say 20, right? She's going to have to be choshesh now for 20-day aflaga. But in addition to that, she's going to have to be choshesh for day 30, meaning day 30 from the first riya. Meaning, let's say she sees day 1, then she sees day 30, then she sees day 20, then 10 days later she gets back to day 30. So then she's going to have to be choshesh. Even though it's Bimei Ziva. It's Bimei Ziva from when she saw last, which was Day Chaf. But the reason she's being choshesh for it is not because we think she got her period on Day Chaf and now she's getting her period again so quickly 10 days later. No, it's a different shot. It's because she has a chshash of 30 days and she's never been okur the chshash of 30 days. Her period came early. But that, the Ramban says, is not an Akira, which is the Ikar Lalacha, that is not an Akira, just the fact the period came early. That's not an Akira. And therefore, she's Choshesh, my Chshash for day 30, I didn't get to day 30 yet. So 10 days later, she gets to day 30, and now she's going to see. Says, Rav Papa, you think, don't be Choshesh, because that is Yimei Zivas. Now, day 30 is a Bimei Ziva, because since she saw on Chaf, that turned day 30 into Yimei Ziva. Oh, so Papa says you're still choshesh. Afal pikin, you're choshesh. Now, why are you choshesh? Not because period cycles could go so fast. No, a different reason completely. You know, the Gemara tells us, there's something called damim yiserim. When a woman saw after 30 days, and then she saw after chaf days, so it could be that chaf day is her orach b'zman oba, it could be that's her period again, or it could be no, it could be it's damim yiserim. It was some sort of flukes blood. The mela im kain. She's still expecting to see on day 30 because she hasn't gotten her period yet. So day 30 comes, she's still choshesh. So even though that day 30 is technically in Yimei Ziva because from day chaf it's Yimei Zivas, but Rav Papa tells us where choshesh, day chaf was not really a real re'iyah. So even though halachically it's a re'iyah, and therefore halachically seeing on day 30 would be in Yimei Zivas, but since it's possible, as the woman's biology, that day chaf was done Yiserim, therefore, we'll be choshesh for day lamed. I mean, we'll be choshesh 10 days after day 20. But not because she has an 11-day cycle. No, because she has a 30-day cycle. And that's where the Ramban explains the Gemara. But Avada, a woman sees day 15, there's nothing to worry about. Stam woman sees day 15. So you don't have to worry about a short haflaga of 15. So that seems to be the yisha for the minig. Yeah.
What's the
cutoff point? So you're not choshesh for the first 18 days. I mean, anything in 18 days, which is made nidin and ziva. So there we have the Torah telling us that that's not that's too short to be a period. You're good. Sorry. Maybe let's close the door. Oh, yeah. Right, the Aleph, the Chaf, and then the Aleph. Aleph. So that's the limuzachos, right? No one's ever heard of this, so I don't have to work so hard to say a limud zechus, but you just know in Svarim they quote, you know, a lot of Svarim quote this at Ferish Shach. So, okay. Now, the more known cases of Musalekis Damim. Yeah. And I'm saying you don't have to tell them anything.
You don't
have to tell them anything about being choshesh for a cycle of less than 18 days, for less than 19 days. You don't have to tell them that. Now, they do have to know the basic din, which is that seeing early is not an akira. That it could be that she saw early, but she still has to be choshesh for her expected date, even though it comes up in Mezivas. But Chassam, no, yeah. You just say that seeing early is not an Akira. Most of the time it doesn't really happen because most of the time a woman isn't seeing so much earlier. She has to see a lot earlier that she could become Tahora and now be Choshish for her previous Re'iyah. So the more common case of Musalekis Damim is the four Nashim, Arba, Nashim, Dayan, Shaitim. Akatana, Zekena, Muberes, and Aminekis. So by all of them, the Gemara says they have a Chazaka, they're not going to see Dam. They're Mukhzakas, they're not going to see Dam. To such an extent that even though normally a woman is Metame, Me'eslam, Afreya, but over here, she's so Mukhzak, she's not going to see Dam, that we're not Metame, Herlam, Afreya. So these four women, we know they're not going to see dam. So it's not just that we're not choshish that we're not choshish, maybe they'll see dam. They really have a real chazaka. It's an interesting thing that betochi meizivos, if she would see dam, we'd be metame her me'es leis. And even though she has a vesas for 32 days, and now she saw something totally strange. She saw on day 15, Afal Pekin, she's telling me Eis Leis. Why? Because she's still a normal woman and she might see Dam. Whereas Musalekis Dam, it means these women are Mukhzakas, they're not going to see Dam. It's a really strong Siba not to see Dam. And therefore, L'chairo's Pashat is that they shouldn't have an Isser Avestos. There should be no Isser Avestos by these women for this very Pasha reason, because the idea of a Chash Vesis is because you have a heightened Chash of seeing Dam. So these women have a very strong Chazaka. They're not going to see Dam. So Kol Shekin, we're not Choshesh that they're going to see Dam. Now in Daf Yud, in Nidah, Rabbi Yochanan says something amazing. He says, by Muberes and Menekes, even if they see Dam, we're still not Choshesh. Aye, look, they're not Mesalekes. But he says not that way. He says, Lemaisa, since there's a reason that Chazal said that Musalek is Damim, so therefore, even if they would see Dam, we still would not be Choshish on them. So what does that tell us, Lahalacha, about a woman who's a Menekes or a Muberes, when they see Dam, what's their din? So the Pasha says what the Rashba says. The Rashba says, even if they're seeing Dam, no vestos, nothing. Don't worry about a thing. Because we go like Rabbi Yochanan, and there's still a chazaka, a woman's not going to see, Aishi's seeing. Okay, it's all flukes, but it's not something we have to be choshish for. So the Ravid said no. The Ravid said that if she starts seeing on the day of her chash, if she has a vestos kavua, that's too much to disregard. And if she has a Vesis Kavua, even though she's in days, that she's Musalekis Damim, but Hamaisa, she's had a Vesis Kavua, so therefore we'll be Choshish for the Vesis Kavua. He says we'll be Choshish for the Vesis Kavua as if it was a Vesis She'eno Kavua. But it'll be a Chashash. So that's the Ravid. And the Rashba says to be Choshish for the Ravid. So we're definitely Choshish for the Ravid. Definitely if a woman has a Vesis Kavua, and she's Muberes Menekes, she should be Choshesh. Now, what about a Vesis She'eno Kavua, right? Women who basically are always only seeing Vesis She'eno Kavua, do they have to be Choshesh for anything, Muberes Menekes? So from Shoin and Pash the Snat, the Beis Yosef writes yes. He assumes they do have to be Choshesh, but it's not Pasha. Not so Pasha where his Makar is, and really not so Pasha in Svara. I was saying she's Musalekas Damim, so she saw once. Okay, great, she saw once. But Rav Yochanan says, even if she sees in these days, we still assume she's Musalekas Damim. So, a one-time Re'iyah, there's really no Vesis there. What is it? Just a Chashash. Mitzat Sheni, she has protecting herself. She has the Chazakah, she's Musalekas Damim. So really, it's hard to see why you should be Choshesh. So Lameisa, the Shach, the Marshal, and others, many were cholik on the space Yosef and said that you don't have to be choshesh. Right? Vesis Sheinu Kavu is a very weak chashash in the first place. So why take chumras on it? And lachar these days are musalakas damim, and therefore pashtus would be just to be meikel. Right? Pashtus to say that Vesis Sheinu Kavu, unless it's Vesis Kavu. A woman, when she's pregnant or nursing, doesn't have to worry. That would be what I would say is the Pasha is definitely just knowing Shulchan Aruch. Now, the din of Vuber Seminekis al Pidin Gemara is a pregnant woman, the first 3 months, first trimester is not considered pregnant. It's considered she could still get her Veses. A Meinekis, so will not get her Veses for 24 months. 24 months, she's Mesulakas. Rabbi Meir says, it's dafka if she's nursing. The Chacham say, even if she's not nursing, 24 months after she gives birth, her body has not had time to recuperate, and she's still Mesulakas Damim. And therefore, just say Pashas, no worrying about Vestos. No worrying about Vestos Sheino Kavua. The only issue that we still have to tackle is just the Metzias. There's some points here that aren't so pashut. So the first thing that pashut that some have had problems with is this din that Chazal have told us that the first 3 months of pregnancy a woman could still get her period. Really, the whole pregnancy Chazal seems to say is conceivable to get her period. Talks about machlokas. What about if she gets her period again? But the first 3 months, she's not Mustakas Damim, and will be Choshesh for her Vestos. If she sees Dam, will be Choshesh for Vestos from it. If she saw Dam, if she had Vestos from before she became pregnant, will still be Choshesh for that Vestos. So some have been bothered by this. Rav Akiva Eger and Avnei Nezer both have truths about this. They say this is that doctors told them that it doesn't make sense to be Choshesh once she's pregnant. And they said, let's go by Chazal and not the doctors. What do doctors know? Rav Moshe and Chelek Gimel Simon and Bey, so he also says that he brings what the doctors say. Oh, but he says that yeah, it seems like it's a real thing. That they're Musalakis. I don't know which doctor he asked. So some of the like Rav Moshe, no, Lameisa, actually said this, right? If you asked me, definitely ask the Bacher, right? Shmuel, what do you think? You think a pregnant woman gets her period? You would think not, right? Why? Because you probably learned biology at some point, at least high school biology, maybe college biology, right? So you know that the whole idea of the cycle is that the body's preparing itself for pregnancy and building up the lining. If she doesn't become pregnant, so then it flushes that lining and it gets a nice fresh lining for the next chance. So that's what I would think. So the emes is Chazal were right. The Node Behuda actually points it out that he asked doctors and they said that yes, some women do continue getting their period. The Emes is the first one to point this out to me was my wife, who said, of course, it's a known thing that women get their period when they're pregnant. 15% of women will actually see blood in their first trimester. Could be even more than that will see blood. You know, women, they don't notice so much, but women who did bedikos, they used to notice a lot. So if 15% of women actually get their period in the first trimester of pregnancy, likely I would bet that there's more than that. No, I'm not talking about that. Actual period on the date of the period. 15%, I mean, more than 15% sees blood. But the biggest reason for women seeing blood in the beginning of pregnancy is what they call a mini period, that she's getting her period. She gets her period even though she's pregnant. It's like a lighter period. There are women who get their period straight through all 9 months and still give birth to healthy babies. But in the first trimester, it's quite common. Oh, so how is that? Why should that be? I have no idea. But it shows that. I don't think anyone has an idea, but it's something to do with the way the body's clock is working, that it's still, you know, doing something to simulate. Of course, not if it gave a big period, she won't be pregnant, but it gives a sort of period. So therefore, Lamaisa, we should take exactly what Chazal say about this. The one point to be makel is the ona beninus. The ona beninus is always the most makel type of chashash, and because it's based on the idea of, oh, rove women see by now. So the mice of woman's pregnant, and she knows she's pregnant, she took a pregnancy test, you can't say rove woman would have seen by now. So therefore, mamela, that you don't have to worry about, but the other chashashas we should keep like chazal. By me nekes, it's also very unclear what happened with Menekes. Basically, women are different, but even a woman who's nursing, she generally get back her period by the end of a year. You know, so some will get back earlier. You know, and there's definitely factors that could have made it that by Chazal things were different. One thing is they didn't have formula, they didn't have blenders for baby foods so easily, and likely that was the, like, what do they have to eat in the first place? So likely they nursed. Sounds like Chazal, they really nursed for 24 months. So if they were really nursing, and the other thing is, you know, probably their nutrition was worse, probably for a woman's body to recuperate, to be ready to be pregnant again, was harder. So if you could see that here's, like, an area where I could more see that there's a shinui in the teva, that things really could have changed. So, definitely could be. The Avnei Nezer says here also not to just go by Chazal. I sort of, Nissan Karel says that also. Now, what could be said to support that? So the only thing I can think to support that is just that, yes, it's true that we see women getting back their period before the end of 24 months. That's true. But we don't see so many women having vesis kavuas within 24 months. Right? It's not so fair. I know it's not so fair. But because we don't see any women getting vesis kavuas so often. But maybe you could say that sort of as a, you know, just to, if you want to keep straight halacha and just say we have the 24 months, we have 24 months, you know, this Krelitz and B'nai Brak, Taira is, you know, that's, you know, if your body doesn't work that way, there's something wrong with you. So 24 months, but you could say that Lamaisa, we're not seeing things so normally in the first place. So maybe B'mei Chazal, they really had things so, you know, we're basing this on B'mei Chazal, that clock was so perfect. But okay, so now at least, even B'mei Chazal, some didn't have vessels now, so let's not worry about vessels. Okay, maybe that could support it. I saw another interesting point in the Chamudi Daniel. He's quoted by the Pesach Yitshuv a lot. So he writes that there's a Shini in Teva, but he has a more Dakas took a Shini in Teva. He says the Shini in Teva is that the Teva is paskening like Rabbi Meir. Right? I mean, Rabbi Meir says that it goes based on nursing. And this is something you do see, that a woman, if she exclusively nurses, it's a likely thing to keep away periods. Not always, but so So sort of like the Teva, you know, whenever you have a machlokas, how do you have a machlokas, Rabbi Meir and Chachamim, right? You have a machlokas, if the baby dies and she's not nursing, so will the period come back? How do you have a machlokas like that? Just look at the Metzias. So they did look at the Metzias, but the Metzias wasn't, you know, wasn't conclusive. What is the underlying Siba for the Siluk of Damim? So Meir, he said, let's go by the woman nursing, and then say a woman, as long as she's nursing, as long as she's seriously nursing, so let's not worry about vestos, but if she stops nursing, so then b'choshev vestos. So that's another possible approach. So, different things said. I'll just say what I say. The first time she sees, not to b'choshev at all. Right, like we said, the ikur seems to be is that a vestas she'eino kavua, because then you don't have to be choshesh. So in that, she sees once, don't be choshesh. Once she sees a normal cycle, you know, she saw whatever day one and saw day 30 later, and it looks like regular period. The length between them look like the length of a regular period. So then the svara is to be choshesh for nishtana teva, but not to take any chumras. You know, we don't want to take chazal only when it's chumras and take, we don't take all the chumras. Just, I would say, just to take the definitely not the arzurua, but also not even the onabeninus. You know, onabeninus itself is a chumra. I would say that the vesis haflaga and perhaps the vesis achodesh. To be choshesh for that, but not more than that. You know, because the emes is you do have chazal to rely on that there's no chash here. I can even see room to be makel on the Veses HaChodesh. You know, the flugger, right? The flugger is the only Veses She'eino Kivua that everyone agrees on. So that there's more reason to be choshesh that for the new Matthias, the healthier woman, the formula feeding, yeah.
Rabbi, think if let's say she's been pregnant, let's say a number of times, and she's realized, or let's say you're nursing, whatever, she's done a number of times and she's noticed a certain pattern, whichever way, like Chazal, not like Chazal.
Right.
So Rabbi, think like let's say I don't know, let's say it's like already the sixth or seventh time.
Right.
Like, that maybe she could, like, shift whether she's going to be choshesh for a vest or not based on her history.
Okay, that's interesting. Maybe I could hear that. Let's say this woman, the last six babies, went just like chazal and didn't get her period back for 24 months. Then I would definitely say, don't know chumras. That's for sure.
I mean, it could depend on how much.
Yeah, I wouldn't be machmer more than what I'm saying, though. Even if she sees it every time, I wouldn't be more machmer, because the whole chash of vesesheno kavuas, it's just not enough. You know, we do it all because of chazal. We don't know exactly what the shinus and tevas do. The cooler, maybe shinus and tevas makes them more cooler. Maybe we should have no vesesheno kavuas. Right? Maybe we should say, look around, women aren't seeing veses kavuas. So let's get rid of the whole Veses She'eino Kavua, right? Like the Baal Amar, who says, Yom Havel, Behevel Yomeha. Right? So it's not, I wouldn't just take things L'chumra. So therefore I would say the first time she sees not to be Choshesh, when she sees a regular type of cycle, some sort of cycle that's normal for her, so then she should be Choshesh, but at most just for the Flug and the Chodesh. Now the Veses Haguf unfortunately is not well known. It didn't make it into Chassan classes. But it's the most common Veses. We say woman, Rov, Nashim, Yeshlehem, Veses Kavua, the Shulchan Aruch says. So it's really true. But not about the Veses that everyone learns about. The Veses Hayamim, but it's true about the Veses Haguf. Most women have a Veses Haguf. Right? Some women have it very strong, especially younger women have, they get menstrual cramping. That's like really noticeable. But women who pay attention will find other, you know, more subtle signs that it's coming. You know, even things like in Chazal, they're yawning. Someone will feel shortness of breath. There are other symptoms. Something that they pay attention, they'll realize this isn't just a bellyache. This is something I get every month, and it's a little bit different than my normal indigestion. So if they pay attention, maybe the most common is maros tohoros. The Gemara tells us if a woman gets maros tohoros before they get maros tomatoes. So this is likely true about every woman. I don't know if every woman is aware of this, but if every woman would see, if they were doing bidikos, and they saw the color of their mucus as their period comes, when they're a day or two away from their period, generally the mucus becomes a darker color. Don't know if everyone's... this is definitely a very common thing. So that also is a Vestas HaGuf. Gemara counts as a Vestas HaGuf. The other big sign that a woman can know her period is coming is from Ksamim. If a woman has a Kesem and it's on Sivonim, so she's Tahora. But wait, she only gets her Ksamim, right? Some women have an issue with Ksamim, but most women don't. And they only see Ksamim because they're about to get their period. If so, so their Kesem is also a sign the period is coming, and therefore they would have to be Choshesh. They have to be Choshesh. Right, maybe the Vestas is coming. The only way to break this would be is to do a bedika. Right after, you know, they got the kesem, they wait for how long it normally is. You know, usually in 12 hours the period comes. Oh, it didn't come this time. Then she could be muteris, but she has to first do a bedika. So if she has to go to bedika, then it really wasn't part of the period. If not, she has to be choshesh. I would say even more than that. You know, by a vestis, we pointed out vestis only in Isur Tashmish. But if her vestis is that she got a kesem, and it's day 32, and she got a kesem, and she assumes she's about to get her period, then they should really be poorish completely. And I'll tell you Pashat Svara why. It's something we mentioned before, is that we spoke of the Gemara talks about a woman who sees 2 days of Re'ios and afterwards sees a Kesem. Or sees a Kesem and within 24 hours later she sees a Re'iyah. So the Gemara has a concept we mentioned of Tolem Kismah B'Riyasa, that we assume that the Kesem is just part of the Re'iyah. And when the Kesem is part of the Re'iyah, the din is it. It gets the din of Safek Zava. There's a Safek that is part of the Vesses, part of the Re'iyah of the Vesses. And therefore, Choshesh, the Ritva speaks out, therefore Choshesh, if this is really part of her period, Choshesh, that maybe this kesem came with Hargasha. Right, as we mentioned this before, on Nida Nun Gimel, if a woman sees Bimei Ziva, she sees 2 days, and then on the third day, she doesn't see, but she sees a kesem. So the Gemara says she's a Safek Zava, and the Gemara has a Hava Mina that maybe she has to bring a carbon venechel. Safek, and we thought maybe she'll bring carbon nechel. The Gemara says, no, the carbon's not nechel. But the Pashta says is that when she's seeing a ksamim in conjunction with the real re'iyah, so that's more chamer. So that's for sure. A person should be careful about that. Now, Lagabe Vesis Hagof, you know, something that women don't realize it, but it's something they have to keep a track of. They have to keep a track also to know exactly at what point of the Vesis did it come. The Mishnah says that if a woman only sees Dam at the end of her Vestos, the end of her Chashashos, she's only Choshesh at the end of her Chashashos. If she could see even at the beginning of her Chashash, then she has to be choshesh the whole time. Meaning, if she gets menstrual cramps and she doesn't see for another day, so she knows for a day I have a safety net, I don't have to worry. But if she sees at any time when she has menstrual cramps, so then as soon as she gets the cramps, she has to be choshesh. Rav Moshe has a tshuva aleph pei dalet. Rav Moshe just writes, but a woman who has a pain, she would get a pain right before her vesis, and when the pain started subsiding, that's when she saw dam. He said she doesn't have to be choshesh except when she has the pain, and then even then not, but only when the pain starts subsiding. Oh, so that's something a woman should know to think about. and also makes a safety net. This is a chashev thing, that it's a big kula here. There's really a very big kula here, which is that if a woman three times sees only with a vesis haguf, and she doesn't see until she has a safety net, she saw some precursor of the vesis coming, so she could use that as a safety net, not to worry about any vestos, anything. No onabenunus, no vesis yamim, because she knows she doesn't see until she starts seeing maros tohoros. Meaning, if she does a bedika and she sees, the mucus is totally regular color. This is not what I get 2 days before my period. And she has that, and she's muchzuk like that. She doesn't have to worry about vesis bechlal. So that's a bit cooler. I saw Sefer Suga B'Shoshanim point something out. I don't know how often this happens, but he points out that it says in Sifchaf, in Simcha Peites, that if a woman starts yawning a lot on Chavtes L'Chodesh, and then she sees on the next day on Lamed L'Chodesh, so she's Choshesh for it. So we see from there that even if the symptoms stop, she gets cramps, and then the next day, when she's not having cramps, she sees. So that also could make a vesis. So that's something, you know, it's very, it's unknown, but in the real, you know, time of the craft, vestos, it's the real, you know, the same way women know that they have a safety net, how they know when to put on a pad, because they have their simanim. So that's really the real concept of vestos. It's not all just, you know, chukim without tam. So it's good that women should be aware of this. The last vestos is just the vestos of achilos. So that's pointed out. Woman who eats hot peppers and sees tam. So that could... And that three times causes her to see tam. That makes a vestos. So that happens today. It happens to be this doesn't happen with hot peppers so much, as far as I know, but it happens with contraceptive pills. Right, so contraceptive pills, you know, whether, you know, whenever you ask a question about the pills, you just answer what they do for needles, whether they're mutter or not, you know, we're learning yivamis. You know, I don't know if it's yivamis, samach bay, samach gimel. It says things that people who are having kids is, you know, don't have to sell. But the Gemara says if someone, you know, someone is an osik peperi verivya, they're shofech damim. So that's enough. Okay, but either way, the way the pills work, so they could cause a woman not to see dam, and they could cause a woman yes to see dam. Ezer Advaz is the first one to talk about different things they had. You know, even in Bimei Chazal, they had something called a koshal ikrim, something a woman drank and no longer could have children. Stomach got rid of the period also. So, but Advaz talks about it and says if it works three times, so that will establish vesis. Rav Shlomo Zalman writes in Mincha Shlomo, he says, you know, our pills are much darker, and you can just do whatever the doctor says. If the doctor says it's going to take away the period, she can be so much of that even the first time, not to be choshesh for her period. Now, if she takes, there's also types of pills that they take that will bring on the period. It's like when the period, they hold back the period, and then they stop taking those pills, and then they know within 48 hours the period's going to come. So then, whatever they know, all they know is that in 48 hours the period comes, they don't know they have any safety net, so therefore the whole 48 hours they haven't done the vesis. If they know, if they see by themselves from experience that it's not like that, that the first 24 hours they're safe, so then it'll be safe. But everything goes each woman according to her teva.